Yeah, great. So grab a seat here. My first question for all of you, what do you think is under here?
Piano.
Piano? It's not piano. More guesses.
Table. Is it a table?
Table is right, but there's something else as well. What else is under here? There is something that is also right anymore. What is it, my love? It's not baby Jesus, but that is a fantastic guess. Come back at Christmas. Right. Are we ready for the big reveal? A very careful big reveal. Ooh. Ooh. There's no one here that likes chocolate, is there? No? Sorry. No? No? Oh, what a shame. All right. I think that these very special chocolate eggs are going to help us tell a story this morning. And I think it would be really good if we could take a look inside one of these eggs. Does anyone want to help me?
Me!
I think Izzy. I think Izzy wants to help me. Izzy, do you think you could crack into this chocolate egg for me? This one right on the end that Claire's going to pop in that middle table. Have a little go at that. Whoa! Go on, give another go. Nah, that's not happening. Oh, she's not. Okay, tell you what. Hold on a minute. Should we give it another go? Yay! Right, what is inside our first egg? It's a donkey. Now, okay, show of hands. Has anyone here, this is grown-ups as well, ever ridden a donkey? Yeah? Good work, lots of hands. Has anyone here ever ridden a horse? Yeah? Excellent, good. Has anyone here ever ridden a real-life unicorn? I know one or two little girls that have. Fantastic. And you know what? I'm not even going to ask you, because I know that you are all so clever that you know that Jesus rode a donkey into Jerusalem because he was showing the world he's one of us. He came to be one of us. He was traveling not like a king, not like a dignitary or a royal person. He was traveling like you or me or anyone in our family might have done. He was an ordinary man going to do an extraordinary thing. Now, I think we should put this donkey in our Easter picture. What do you think?
Yeah?
I'm just going to pop this right here in our Easter picture. Okay, back to the mallet. Egg number two. What could be inside egg number two?
A T-Rex.
Okay. There, oh, good work, Izzy. Very nifty with that mallet. Thank you very much. What are these? Correct. They are praying hands. Because the next bit of the story that we're going to come to is the Garden of Gethsemane. Because in the garden, and everyone listen really carefully, because I want to tell you something really important about the garden. In the garden, Jesus felt really alone. Now, I think we all know what it's like to feel a bit lonely sometimes, don't we? We've all felt like that at times. Maybe our friends are away, or we're at school or at work, and we'd actually rather just be at home. We've all felt lonely at times. And there are things that make us feel sad inside sometimes. When Jesus was in the garden, because he was so alone, he prayed to his Father. He cried out to his Father to help him. He had a really hard job to do ahead of him. And he prayed because he knew his Father would be with him. And he went willingly on this journey to this hard job. I'm going to ask Fiona to put that in our scene. Thank you, Fiona. If you pop that in our Easter scene. We're going to look at our next egg, egg number three. What could be in egg number three?
Ooh.
Now, I'm very delicately picking this up. Can you see what this is?
It's the crown of thorns.
It's a crown of thorns, exactly. And this reminds us of the time that people turned their back on Jesus. Can anyone tell me why Jesus wore a crown of thorns? Yeah, go on, Harry. Because he was so special, Harry, he was special. That is absolutely true. But the crown of thorns was put on his head as a mockery. And mocking is like a really mean type of teasing. It's the worst type of teasing. Because they didn't believe that he was a real king. And it hurt his head very much to put it on and made his heart sad. Should we put our crown of thorns in the picture? Let's get them. Claire's got a special crown of thorns behind. Let me pop that little one in. Thank you. Okay, I think it's time to look inside another egg. What do you think? Should we have a look inside another egg? Okay. Okay, Izzy, do your worst.
A cross!
Is Keegan, it's a cross. That's right. And the cross is so special, isn't it? The cross is where Jesus died. And it was a moment of real sadness for all the people that loved him so much. As far as all of his friends knew, this was it. That was the end of the story. The man that they believed to be king was gone. They were hurting and they were very sad. We're going to put a cross in our picture. And the cross will always remind us of what Jesus did for us. We've got another egg. Should we see what's inside our next egg? Tomb! Absolutely! The stone in front of the tomb meant that it was completely closed off. No one could go in and no one could come out. But the real stone was a really, really big, heavy stone, too heavy to move. Surely, this has got to be the end of the story, right?
No!
No? But how? Is there one more egg? What do you think? Hold on, before we come to the last egg, I think we should put our stone in front of the tomb. Yeah, so we can remember that bit of the story. Okay, let's come to... Do you think it's a special egg? It's very golden, isn't it? Let's come to our last and most special egg. Go on, Izzy. Give it some welly. Oh. Hey! What's inside?
Nothing!
There's nothing inside the egg! Why is there nothing inside? There was nothing in the tomb. That's exactly right. But why? Okay, everyone needs to be a little bit quiet because this is a really special and important bit of the story. Why does it even matter that the tomb was empty? Why is Easter the most important and most powerful day in the Christian story? And you know what? I'm only going to take one more answer and then I'm just going to tell you. What is it, my darling?
Because of Jesus,
that's right, because he'd risen. And without the resurrection, there would be no Christian story. Without the resurrection, we wouldn't be here this morning. We would all be off doing other things. Every other part of the Christian journey is smoke and mirrors. And it would all be meaningless without the resurrection and ascension, because that's the bit where Jesus joined with the Father and the circle was complete. Our access to the Father was freely available, and nothing will ever separate us from him again. And after the fear of not knowing what had happened to Jesus comes the joy of knowing that he is risen, that death is defeated. and all the bad things you can possibly think of. Jesus is more powerful than all those bad things. He is more powerful than pain. He is more powerful than our feelings of being alone. He is more powerful than any sickness and any separation. Jesus is alive, and nothing will ever take away from what he has done for us. And what he did for us, he did for love. We are on holy ground now, as we realize that the love that Jesus showed for us was limitless. He was willing to die, and he conquered death as he did so. And that love is real today. That love is still possible. It is a love that it is still possible for us to experience today. And as we experience his love, so it fills us up to bursting. So it overflows out of us to the people that we know and love too. Jesus died for us all, so we celebrate today because it means we are loved more than we can ever possibly imagine. So let's take the message of love out with us today, that everyone might know how precious they are to Christ, and we are to him. Now, I've realized before I close in prayer that I neglected to roll the stone away. So if you bear with me one moment, it's quite a key part of the story. I'm going to do that. He's alive. Let's pray. Jesus, thank you for dying for us. For loving us so much that you wouldn't stop, not even at the cross. Thank you for rising again so that we can know our Heavenly Father and live in relationship with him always. Amen.
Let us stand to declare our belief. Let us declare our faith in the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures.